talking with Chandler Keys from JBS. And Chandler, one of the interesting things that Mr. Bautista talked about this morning at that general session was this idea of a cow-calf council to try to get some dialogue going between your company and producers.
Yeah, the letters will go out tomorrow. We selected 10 cow-calf producers around the United States from all regions, all different sizes. And we're going to meet quarterly in Greeley. We'll probably do some international trips eventually. But to go in and meet with our senior team, talk to the cow-calf industry and say, okay, what do you need to survive and thrive in the business? You know, what kind of support do you need from a packing company and a feeding company like ours? And how can we work together to align interests for that goal? And the other part of the cow-calf council is to educate cow-calf producers on what it takes to run a modern feeding company and a modern multinational packing company, and show them inside the corporation, take them to the plants, work with our interact with our senior management, all the way from food safety to cattle procurement to beef sales, just all those things. So we just thought it was a good idea. Wesley, they have a lot of contact and a lot of connectivity in Brazil with their producers down there, and we thought we'd try to replicate something like that up here.
I know that one of the big issues that you've been dealing with quite a bit with, and JBS has had, of course, a lot of consternation over, has been some of the dealings with Russia. Are we going to be able to solve our problems with Russia, you think, fairly quickly, or is this an ongoing thing we're going to have to deal with?
Yeah. You know, look, I mean, this is what happens when you trade internationally. See, we get so used to, as Americans, we do most of our business inside this borders of this country. And so we get used to a commerce pattern, and we expect the rest of the world to do the same commerce pattern. It just doesn't happen. So you got these customers, and they're going to use, they're going to use all kinds of different things to make us pay attention to them, I guess is the best word. So the Russians are making us pay attention to them right now. We're paying attention, and we're going to go work with them, and we'll work it all out. And it's just that's the way when you're in international trade, you've got to be flexible, and you've got to not panic. And you've got to, like Wesley said this morning, you've got to closely work with our government, making sure they have the right resources when they go talk to other governments. And that we as an industry, no matter what industry it is behind our government helping them with technical advice or sales advice or whatever it may be. And that's what it takes, and that's what we're doing right now with Russia, and I'm sure it'll work out in the end.
Wesley did say this morning about the importance of market access and the fact we've got to have that to thrive.
Right. And, you know, even if you saw the president's speech last night, he said, you know, finally we got talking about trade, and that trade had to be drive us out of this recession. And he's right. I mean, the dollar is cheap. We manufacture a lot of goods in this country that other people want. You got to focus on this, you know, and you've got to push this out. And I was really happy. USDA announced the other day a formation of a new trade team with some new players at USDA that I'm very high on. Darcy Vitter would be the undersecretary, deputy undersecretary for foreign agriculture, you know, foreign trade. A new guy at Foreign Agriculture Service, and a new Janet Newsom, who's going to be the associate administrator of the Foreign Agriculture Service, all top-notch officials that we need these type of top-level people in government helping us access this game. And I'm pretty happy with it. I'm ready to go to work with the newfound enthusiasm of the Obama administration for trade, you know. And it's good when the president says things like that and talks about the Korean Free Trade Agreement. I mean, we're a leader in this world, whether we like it or not, and we got to reach out, and we've got to play like we're leaders and not, you know, tell people what to do all the time. So I think it's good.